Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Japa conference call. We are very, very fortunate to have our speaker today, Gaur Nataraj Prabhu. And Prabhuji will be speaking from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 20.93 onwards. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving us your valuable association. You can now take over. Hare Krishna. Thanks everyone for coming.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, are you going live, Prabhuji?
No. I just came to Maryland and my computer is not set up, so I'll not be able to go live today's class.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. So, I'll screen share.
So. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं दधाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन्न वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सकललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पदे गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्त नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरूपेभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So today we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 2493. Ajagala sthana nyaya anya sadhana. Ataeva hari bhaje buddhiman jana. With the exception of devotional service, all methods of self-realization are like nipples on the neck of a goat. Therefore, an intelligent person adopts only devotional service, giving up all other processes of self-realization. Purport: without devotional service, other methods of self-realization and spiritual life are useless. Other methods cannot produce good results at any time, and therefore they are compared to the nipples on the neck of a goat. These nipples cannot produce milk, although it appears that they can. An intelligent person cannot understand that only devotional service can elevate one to transcendental platform. So, it's a very meaningful, very powerful verse. So, the if we look at all the other yoga, from Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, and then Bhakti Yoga. So, in all of them, although the main goal is not pure devotional service, but devotional service is included. Because, for example, in Karma Yoga, Krishna first explains the process of yajna, where one is one does yajna, and then there is rain, and and there is prosperity, and then whatever comes, the and whatever comes, then it is shared by the devotees. Like in the previous verse, it says the other processes cannot yield results unless they are associated with devotional service. devotional service, however, is so strong and independent that it can give one all the desired results. So if you see that verse and this verse, so the example that I was thinking of was between Krishna telling Nanda Maharaj not to worship Indra. So what happens, if this is a Vedic process of worshipping Indra and getting rain, and once there is bounty of crops, then you worship the demigods, then you worship a part of it with the Lord. So by worshipping Indra, surely they will get some rain and they will gain prosperity by the mercy of Indra. But Krishna came out and told a higher principle. And Krishna told Nanda Baba that, why are you worshipping Indra? Because according to duty, he has to give rain. He gives rain to the forest. Why will he not give you rain? Instead, we should focus on worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the other results, they automatically come about. And Krishna convinces all the Brajavasis that worship of Govardhan Hill is much higher and directly worship of Krishna than the worship of Indra. So for a higher principle, they worship him, and Indra, instead, he tries to destroy Braj. And then, although he tries to destroy Braj, Krishna comes to the rescue. So here we can see the meaning of this verse, that other processes, they yield result, and then you offer the result to Krishna. But here, with the direct devotional service, they got the direct shelter of Krishna. And Indra, although he tried to destroy, but because they had Krishna's protection, they could not be destroyed. Nothing could go wrong. So the purport here basically is that all other processes of yajna, yaga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, and all other practices, they are directly or indirectly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And each process has an element of devotion, for sure. Each process has an element of hint of devotion, but they are not pure devotion. That was the whole problem. For example, if you read the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, there is so much, and there is chanting of Om. There is almost up to Paramatma realization. But even with Paramatma realization, although that is considered very high, very pure, it's like he is already situated, but still that is not pure devotional service. So that is the difference when we talk about all other processes. So for example, in America, there is a lot of SV temples, and people go and worship Narayana. It is definitely glorious. I mean, it is very, very, even in that process, we are worshipping Narayana directly. And there is such beautiful arati. When you go to Tirupati especially, there is such beautiful darshan. There is such beautiful laddu prasad. You are in Vaikuntha. You are in the spiritual world. And in one sense, oh, this is it, you know, this is also. But then, when we speak from the commentary of our acharyas, for example, many devotees also have Laddu Gopal in their home. And that is also one form of the Lord who is widely worshipped, and people love Laddu Gopal. So all these things are there. But even that is considered devotional service. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur clearly explained the mood of our sampradaya is nothing less than the Goloka mood of surrendering everything unto the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Because Srila Prabhupada explains that all these avatars, very wonderful, he explains all the avatars of the Lord, including Lord Ram, this, all these different avatars he explains. Very beautiful. And he says, but we are not attracted to any of them, we are only attracted to Krishna. So I was actually thinking, what is real devotional service? In pure devotional service, there is no majesty. Real devotion, in pure devotional service, there is no majesty of the Lordship. Simply love Krishna, simply. There is no motivation. Ahaituki apratihata ye atma supersedati. Simply because he is our love. There is no material motivation or any motivation required. Oh, I lost my house, I went to this. If you see that is why the devotees' lives are under so much difficulty. Just to prove that devotional service is unhindered by your material position. Usually what happens when we go through a lot of difficulty, we think that, oh, this is it, you know. Now Krishna did not protect us. Like 2 years ago, personally, I also went through a lot of tough times, stress time, and I was thinking, why? But in the end, what I realized was that the more you think about these problems, and if you think, oh, it is Krishna's special mercy, that is the most difficult thing to think. When you go through the most difficult time in your life, you think, oh, this is Krishna's special mercy. So you can simply remember him. This materially, how hard you work, whatever you do, in the end of the day, everything is limited. And until and unless we get a peak, simply you have to love Krishna. And that happiness that you get simply loving Krishna without any material motivation, without any thought, oh, he put me through difficulty, he could have protected me, I could have won $1,000,000, I could have done this, I could have done that. Whatever he wants to give you, he will give you. Whatever he does not want to give you, he will not give you. You simply accept his authority and simply love him. It is not, surrender is another thing. Surrender, you know, out of great difficulty, oh, he's supreme. They say, no, simply our mood is simply love him. No matter what he does, simply love him. Simply, and how do you love him? By glorifying his names. By chanting his names with great love. And as you chant with complete love, not just surrender. Surrender is different. It's complete love. Because until and unless we are attracted, attraction produces absorption. So devotional service is that process where you are simply loving Krishna. You are not thinking, oh, just like here, what Nanda Maharaj were doing, oh, if we do this, then there will be rain. If you do this, it will be this, it will be this. Then everything will go properly. These things are there. So our process is simply to love, but on the platform, but when that love comes, automatically all the other good qualities manifest. So when you read Prabhupada's books, it is on that platform of love where it is unmotivated. Even if everything falls off, we should not think that, oh, Krishna abandoned us, you know, Krishna did not protect us, bhakt ban ke kya fayda hua. No, if I chant, I get this benefit. No, it's Krishna. I was attending once Gaur Gobind Maharaj, what do you call it, the Disappearance Day festival in the Mayapur. And there was Jayadvait Maharaj, Niranjan Maharaj, and all these different people. And Jayadvait Maharaj was speaking to Niranjan Maharaj very sweetly. He said, Gaur Gobind Maharaj used to say that one should simply love Krishna. Simply. Simply means one should simply be mad after Krishna. Just be mad. So that is the difference when we are talking about... So when you're talking about all the other processes, they have to bring about discipline. Because we want to enjoy without control. That is the problem in this material world. All of us are... There is no end. We are already in Kali Yuga. We already were born in Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. And we are already in Treta Yuga. And we are already down in the dumps, so to speak. And yet within this, we are trying to create a good enough situation for us to live happily and have good this and good that. And that struggle never ends. The uti, the desire of the soul. You know, one of the subject matters of Bhagavatam, uti, inspiration, desire. And basically, as long as we are envious, oh, he has so much money, he has so much status, he has so much this, he has so much that, we will never grow spiritually. And this material world is all about enviousness. There is enough food for everybody on this planet. There is enough shelter for everybody on this planet. There is enough everything for everybody. Even 10 times more population, Prabhupada said, can live happily on this planet. Why is such a large section of the population suffering? And why is such a large section of population and a certain section of the population enjoying? It's because of unequal distribution of wealth, unequal of all because of enviousness. If is it not the duty of every government to protect the helpless? Prabhupada said, why are they not protecting the cows? These are American cows. What did the cows do wrong? They are being slaughtered. So similarly is the case with all the children. So this is all because of lack of love. And love means people misunderstand. I love my country. I love my family. I love. This is all conditional. This is... We have to understand intelligently that this is there. But the real love for Krishna, unconditional love, means this love is conditional because this exists now. For the soul, this did not exist before. This family, this country, this situation. So we love the material situation, basically, right now. But if we don't transfer it to understanding Krishna and understanding Krishna from the lips of a devotee who has developed love for Krishna. Because that is very, very important. There are so many speakers who speak so much philosophy. But in the end, there is no love for Krishna. So this, and in our parampara, the most important thing is the love for Krishna is unmotivated. There's no gain, there's no question of gain, there's only question of deepening this loving aspect. So, like Gaur Gobind Maharaj said, we should be mad after Krishna, we should be eager to hear. So mad means what? We should be eager. Prabhupada says, when somebody loves somebody, he is eager to glorify. When there is love, you are eager to glorify. glorify. Service means to glorify. So then you do everything first class. So when we cook, when we do something, we want to do first class for the service of Krishna, just like Raghav Pandit. So Raghav Pandit, he used to take like 4 or 5 hours just to cook a little bit for Krishna, because everything has to be so clean and so nice that his consciousness is so clear and so pure. Everything has to be first class for Krishna. That is his mood. So similarly, whatever we do, it should be first class. So that is when you do out of love. So when we do something out of love, then all the results of everything else is already got. But when you do everything else, karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, and even Vaidika bhakti yoga, so the results of this pure love are not obtained there. So devotional service in itself is a high platform, very high platform. But pure devotional service is a very, very high platform. So, because once, I remember in our Mangalore temple, one devotee had Laddu Gopal deity, and they had kept it on the altar along with Jagannath. Bhakti Vikas Maharaj was about to give Bhagavatam class, and he said, "Who brought these Laddu Gopal deity?" And this devotee stood up and he said, "Maharaj, I was traveling to Vrindavan. I wanted that my deities are worshipped." Bhakti Vikas Maharaj said, "This is, it, although we appreciate, this is not the mood of our parampara. Our mood, parampara mood, is to worship Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped. He worshipped, he was in Jagannath because he was in the mood of Radha Krishna, and wherever he went, and his mood was always Radha Krishna, because this mood, even devotees in Vaikuntha, even Lakshmi Devi is aspiring to have this mood. And this mood is simply, you don't need any reason. You don't need any reason. You have to simply love Krishna, the Radha Krishna Lila. And love means you aspire to serve them by chanting systematically, by chanting with great love, simply offering that love. Because we cannot offer anything else. Everything we offer is already belonging to Krishna. But what is in that offering is that love. So Mother Earth is providing us with so much necessities of life. She's taking care of us. Everything Mother Earth is taking care. Everything they are giving us. But what is in between us, Mother Earth, whom we are standing with, on whom we are working everything, and between Krishna, is our heart. So when you see everything as belonging to Krishna, it has to be used in the service of Krishna. So, we have to, the process of devotional service is the process to purify the heart. And if we don't purify the heart, if we do not use this human life at any moment. And the first thing one has to give up, if one has to really perform devotional service, the first thing in the Bhagavatam, if you see, there is six enemies of the mind. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsura. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there is Kama, Krodha. So Krodha includes Kama. Lobha includes Kama and Krodha. Moha includes Kama, Krodha, Moha. So Madha includes the previous four, and enviousness, Matsura, includes the previous five. So if you really want to grow in bhakti, then if you see, enviousness means you have all the bad qualities. Even a little bit of envy should not be there. Even a little bit of envy, because that is where Bhagavatam begins. The beginning of Bhagavatam means it's sattvatam. You are in mode of goodness and you have given up enviousness. And you gradually progress when you reach the Krishna Leela. Then what happens? By that time, all these six enemies are conquered. So Bhagavatam is structured in such a way that when you systematically study the Bhagavatam, your mind is structured. It is, all these six enemies are gone. Because when you understand, what does it say? Radhan tastohi abhadrani. All these truths, they produce an earthquake in our heart. And they change the feelings. They change our outlook. So that is why, if we are very serious, so that is why this is the book for the devotees. This is where our consciousness should immerse in offenseless chanting and studying Bhagavatam with systematic love. This should be our mood. This should be our thought process. So, the process is given, but the underlying success for that process is first from a devotee. We should obtain that love, that attraction. Otherwise, everything becomes simply a burden. So this is what we are talking about, devotional service, where when it is done favorable, because even devotional service can be done, we can do all the rituals of the temple. I have seen one priest, he did all the rituals very nicely, and then he told me at the end, the priest, it's between you and him, what has the priest got to do? I don't believe in God, I am just doing this because I am trained to do so. That was the most shocking thing I ever saw in my life. When the priest, one priest where I went for some puja, he did the whole ritual so perfectly. In the end, he told me, I have no faith in the Lord. It's because I am trained, I am doing so. We may know so many things. So devotion is basically, it's basically that love. And we are very, very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given us the Srimad Bhagavatam. Before Prabhupada, there was not even an English translation available. So today we have this English translation available. So, but we have to give up if you want to really, somebody has something better than me, or somebody is in a better situation, somebody is in a different situation. No material position is stable. No material position is eternal. Even if he is something for this life, for the next 100 years, even then it is only 100 years. Even if you think. But even then, with logic, you cannot convince yourself. One has to just simply give up enviousness, surrender to Krishna. And that is when our spiritual journey actually begins. And then, when you chant offenselessly, 99% of spiritual progress, when you chant offenselessly means the only thing I think of and the way I try to focus is just like Draupadi. With one hand, she was trying to hold her material, the sari, and just like us holding on to everything. And then second hand, she gives up. And then she realizes that there is no way you can control any material factor. And when she gives that up, no matter what you do, all material factors Just like we saw 2 days ago, it's been in the big news, right? Cafe Coffee Day, you know, this owner, this big guy in India, this millionaire, he was taking one loan after another, no matter whatever condition. He was, I mean, compared to millions of people, he was a billionaire. Then he jumped in the river to commit suicide. I mean, if we had even 1% of his money, we would even stop working. But even if, so there is no way you can control anything. So similarly, all other processes, they are there. But they will again only lead to another more material complexity until and unless they are directed towards love of Krishna. So that is why in all processes there is devotional service. And in the end, what should remain or what should come out is only pure devotional service. So that should be the goal we have to understand. So of all the 6 bad qualities of the mind, lust, anger, greed, and attachment, madness, and enviousness, it is said you cannot use enviousness in the service of Krishna. That is the reason we are here. So one should voluntarily give up. So this is where our devotional service really strengthens, really comes out. One should voluntarily give up enviousness. Commenting on other devotees, criticizing other devotees, doing this, doing that. There's no use commenting on this and that. And just simply accept this is how Krishna wanted it to be, and that's how it is. And then we have to do whatever. And whenever our guru or we are compelled and we are given a certain service to do, that is the time, yes, you can judge people, you have to work on it, and you have to make a spiritual solution and bring and keep love of Godhead and try to inspire people. And that's all we have to do. By criticizing, degrading, enviousness, all these different things, even though we may be practicing devotional service, we will never progress. We'll keep just dilly-dallying at that point. Therefore, Shravanam Kirtanam should be done. And if we really see, the moment you give up enviousness completely, your progress, our process is so powerful. Your progress is extraordinarily fast. It's very, very fast. This process is so powerful. That is why we see so many Maharajas, so much devotional ecstasy, all because Prabhupada's one presence within minutes, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangye. And those who took this up with complete, just give up, just love Krishna, that's it, everything will come. And because of such surrendered, dedicated souls, we have this whole Krishna consciousness movement today. And we should also realize that we have such a great opportunity. And this loving devotional service is the rarest of the rare things to obtain. The opportunity to simply love Radha and Krishna. Just simply love. Don't think of, just chant, just love. Don't worry about any material condition. Don't chinta mat karo. You know, Krishna says, Mam ekam sharan raja, aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha. Mam ekam sharanam raja means follow what I say. Move according to my desire. And the thing is, in different paramparas, there is different interpretation of what is this surrender. But the real surrender is simply to chant. And until and unless we cultivate that love, even chanting 16 rounds becomes difficult, studying Bhagavatam difficult. So just try to cultivate that mood over and over again. He's without any material motivation, no matter what happens, this is my goal of life. You should be completely convinced. Otherwise, I was listening to, I'm sure all of you shared this. I think Priti Vilasini Mataji only shared this last year, the 6 classes of Gauranga Prabhu of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he says in that, you may be surrounded by Krishna's pictures, you may be surrounded by temple, you may be surrounded by devotees, but if you do not practice loving devotional service, you will remember nothing at when it is needed. So, of all the processes, devotional service is the topmost, and it should be done completely without any material motivation, free from envy. That is the beginning of Bhagavatam. Out of love, in the association of devotees, relishing that association and inspiring us to do higher things. And every moment thereon can become very, very special. And the more we love Krishna, Krishna will empower us to do things. Just like Brahma, when he was creating, he was only wondering, oh my God, Varadev is coming out, this is coming out, this is coming. And Brahma is bewildered, what is coming out of him, you know. So it is the Lord's extraordinary mercy. So we should try to be like that. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Welcome.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please accept. Thank you for the very, very nice class emphasizing on the importance and the beauty of your devotional service. I really liked the example of Draupadi that you gave. It makes so much sense. As long as we are holding on to so many desires, it becomes very difficult. And the meaning of surrender, to always think about that example, kind of, it makes it complete. And also the thing that you were mentioning towards the end about while you were talking about surrender and practicing devotional service, when you spoke about chanting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, even that becomes a burden when there is no love. So I was just thinking of that point. It makes a lot of, it means a lot actually. So unless there is love, even chanting and hearing is actually a burden. It becomes a burden over a period of time. So thank you so much, Prabhu, for these very sweet realizations. And surely I'll think about these two points that you mentioned. Thank you, Prabhu, for your valuable association and lovely class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Anyone else has any comments or questions for Prabhuji? So thank you again, Prabhuji, for coming in spite of your busy schedule.
Thank you so much. Any devotees in this Baltimore area, please, Sunday feast, this Sunday I'll be speaking in Baltimore, so please please come. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Very nice.
Hare.
So then we can end the call. Thank you all so much for joining and giving us your association. Vancha Kalpata Rubeshcha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्री श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता की जय हिज ग्रेस गौर नटराज प्रभु की जय